This is amazing.
It's a Trekkie's dream to sit in Captain Kirk's chair, stand on a transporter pod, hold an actual communicator prop from the television show. New York's Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie got to do all of that when he visited the Star Trek set tour museum in Ticonderoga as part of a trip to New York's North Country.
I feel like I'm 10 years old again.
Hastie, who's 49, wasn't yet alive when the original version of the series premiered in 1966, but the rerun certainly captured his imagination.
So I guess I was probably in the late 70s when I was maybe 10 or 11. I was always into science and technology, and it's just amazing a lot of the things that they did, like the communicators. It's like the cell phones now, so they were really ahead of their time, so I think that's why I was so into it.
So we were thrilled to find out that you were a big Trek fan.
Hastie, who is not a publicly demonstrative person, smiled and seemed captivated as he politely asked question after question of tour guide James Cawley. The Star Trek set tour is a lifelong dream for Cawley. He grew up in Ticonderoga, a village between Lake George and Lake Champlain that includes the historic Fort Ticonderoga. He left to travel widely with jobs, including working as an Elvis impersonator, something that he still does, and he wears his hair in a styled black pompadour to prove it. The museum does not, of course, have the actual set from the show. That was destroyed shortly after the series ended in the late 1960s. No one thought it would ever be valuable. Cawley has painstakingly reconstructed the bridge, sick bay, and the engineering station, among other iconic sets, by closely analyzing the tapes of the original shows and consulting with dedicated fans.
Star Trek fans have an eye for detail, and if you get it wrong, they're going to let you know it. And so we try to avoid that. We want this place to be absolutely perfect. When they step through there, it's a time machine. We want them to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm in an episode. You know, I'm on the starship. That was the goal.
He estimates it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to put it all together, though he's had plenty of help from friends and relatives. He's received no aid from the state. Hastie says the show, which was known for its ahead-of-its-time political and social themes, taught him some life lessons that he uses in politics, running the 150-member assembly, dealing with Governor Andrew Cuomo and leaders of the state Senate.
They always wanted to have a peaceful discourse with any place that they went. It really is about relationships and staffing relationships. So you can learn things from some of these shows. And like I said, my favorite quote is from the movie when we talk about particularly tax policy, when I say the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one.
That quote from Spock in the 1982 movie Wrath of Khan. Hastie says Kirk, though, remains his favorite character. Other well-known politicians have been Star Trek fans, including former President Ronald Reagan and General Colin Powell. Cawley says there's a reason for that.
Pretty simple. Star Trek is very optimistic. It is a bright vision of tomorrow, and it says that no matter what our differences are, we're all going to come together, and we're all going to put that stuff aside, and we're going to have a better tomorrow.
It was not originally Cawley's specific intention to help his economically depressed hometown, but he says he's happy if the Star Trek set tour brings in more visitors. He's already had 7,000 people come since opening in April, and several of the former stars of the show will be visiting in late August. Speaker Hastie agrees.
I hope it does for here what it I'd say the Baseball Hall of Fame does for Cooperstown.
After all, he says, there are a lot of Star Trek fans. In Ticonderoga, I'm Karen DeWitt.